Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello again, and welcome to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. This particular programme is a tribute to all porridge plodders everywhere. That's my phrase for quite a lot, and in the next half hour I shall explain it, and I'm sure you will join me in the sentiments. You know how life can be a bit of a plod, boring, dull, difficult, uphill, requiring steady if slow progress, doing humdrum but necessary things, with little or no recognition or thanks, and not much to show for all the efforts. We feel we're running to stand still, treading water, trying hard but having little success, wading through mud, or in my phrase, plodding through porridge. What came to your mind as you heard that description? Doing the ironing? Rewiring a house? Working hard to earn a living which is spent or squandered in a couple of minutes? Housework which is never done? Working in a factory production line, perhaps? Here's Kansas to articulate the feeling. And Dolly Parton also knows how hard porridge plodding can be, day in and day out.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen, pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping. With folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5. What a way to make a living. Barely getting by. It's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind. Step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. In the same boat with a lot of your friends, waiting for the day your ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind.
Thank you.
And here is Neil Sedaka's version of porridge plodding. In this case, the feeling that no matter how hard you try, no matter how hard you work, and no matter how high you climb, there's always one more mountain to climb. This programme wants to pay tribute to all the porridge plodders who are prepared to faithfully go through the motions, work 9 till 5 and overtime, and keep climbing one more mountain after another. Let me start with the background staff here at 3TFM. I could not broadcast, and you could not enjoy listening in, if it was not for Lewis Ferguson, the station manager, who records every holy half hour, all 300 plus of them so far. But we're also grateful to those who look after the recording equipment, those clever people who made the equipment, and the cleaners of the studio. You hear my voice, but only because there are lots of unheard of people in the background doing their bit. Porridge plodding can be about humdrum, menial, boring, behind the scenes work, but it doesn't have to be. Some folk may quote, for example, working on factory production lines, rubbish collecting, being a housewife. But many people enjoy their job at the factory, see the rubbish collecting as performing a vital social service, and feel that there's no higher vocation than being a wife and mother. Porridge plodding is not about one job or another. It's about performing to our best in the less glamorous parts of our job. One day, a famous glamorous jet pilot and parachute jumper met the quiet, unassuming man who for years had packed his parachutes. The pilot confessed that he'd never given it much thought as to who packed his parachute, but when he actually met the person in the flesh, it focused his mind. This nameless, background, unnoticed worker had kept him safe and sound for years. One careless moment could have cost the pilot parachutist's life. Think of all the folk who pack your parachutes every day, who hold your safety and welfare in their hands. Folk like airline pilots, air traffic controllers, bus drivers, food producers, to name but a few. But the daddy of them all is mummies, if you pardon the expression. Here's Anne Murray singing to the baby, assuring it that she will porridge plod for it forever.
I'll walk in the rain by your side. I'll cling to the warmth of your tiny hand. I'll do anything to help you understand. I love you more than anybody can.
You are listening to the Holy Half Hour here on 3TFM, as we pay tribute to all the Porridge Blodders to whom we are so indebted. We're grateful to our mums and dads for all their unsung, unnoticed hard work, as Anne Murray was singing about there. Here's an unusual song which sums up a lot of what I'm trying to say. It's called the Fish Gutter Song, and it's sung by Inveralachie primary school pupils. That's my old primary school. My granny was a fish gutter for many years. She and my grandfather, who was a fisherman, followed the herring shoals down the east coast of Britain, ending up in Great Yarmouth. My grandfather, or Didi in the Doric, caught the herring, and my granny gutted and filleted them on shore. He fought through huge waves and storms, and she worked through daily pain barriers, so that you and I could enjoy our herring.
Country route, we're a watching, got the hair and we're a watching.
Our lives are full of people who do a lot of donkey work for us, who plod on day after day providing services for our benefit, preparing things for us in advance, looking after us, and carrying us through hard times and picking up the pieces behind us. Donkeys doing the unglamorous donkey work is what makes the world go round. The Bible tells us about two literal donkeys, one at Christmas carrying Mary to Bethlehem, and one on Palm Sunday carrying Jesus to death and resurrection. Here's Charlie Lansborough paying tribute to another porridge-plodding, unsung hero, saint even.
Alf Pritchard, who inspired Walking on My Memories, had a marvellous wife. Her name was Alice. And Alice spent a great deal of her time collecting for the Church of England Children's Society. I was on a bus one day going downtown, and it was bitterly cold. And who did I see on the corner but little Alice, who by this time was very ill, collecting, rattling her box, still collecting for the Church of England Children's Society. The pure goodness brought tears to my eyes. God bless you, Alice. The first verse of this song is about you, and each of the rest of the verses in this song represents somebody just like you, the everyday saints.
Her heart was like a jewel, she polished every day with little acts of kindness as she went along her way. She was no picture for your wall. Sometimes saints don't look like saints at all. He raised her children by himself, and they were left alone. He fed their wounded hearts with love until they had their own. He seemed so insignificant and small. Sometimes saints don't look like saints at all. Saints aren't always blessed with saintly faces. Angels can be found in unexpected places. They're not that hard to recognize. You can tell them by the little bits of heaven in their eyes. He drinks too much and swears more than he should, some people say. But they don't count the precious hours of life he gives away to help the weak and humble when they fall. Sometimes saints don't look like saints at all.
The famous Three Singing Soldiers have several songs about unsung heroes, porridge plodding, and being real friends through thick and thin.
Every soldier who gave their life lives forever. Every soldier who fought the fight echoes in our minds. All the wounded and the brave, the ones God couldn't save, we salute your courage. Coming home with pride,
coming home with pride,
coming home with heads held high,
heads held high,
coming home from lands afar, coming home,
coming home
to your all those heroes who defend our flag will live on forever. All the heroes, both young and old, that soldier on to unknowns. From across this changing world, we live in the hope
Good friends are classic examples of folk who are porridge plodders, donkey workers, unsung heroes, parachute packers, willing to do anything for their friend, for as long as it takes. Here's Ronnie Ross singing about his forever friend.
Help sometimes, no one stands alone. Makes no difference if you're just a child like me. Or a king upon the throne. For there are no exceptions. We all stand in the line. Everybody needs a friend. Let me tell you of mine. He's my forever friend. My leave me never friend. From darkest night to rainbow's end, he's my forever friend. Even when I turn away, cares for me. His love no one can shake. Even when I walk away, he's by my side. With every breath I take. And sometimes I forget him. My halo fails to shine. Sometimes I'm not his friend, but he is always mine.
He's my forever friend. My leave me never friend. From darkest night to rainbow's end, he's my forever friend.
Obviously, his forever friend is Jesus. And we too can sing, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. Isn't it an amazing thing that Almighty God, creator of heaven and earth, can be described as our friend? It's mind-boggling to think that God himself is a porridge plodder, the original prototype porridge plodder par excellence. Day in, day out, Jesus is working away behind the scenes, quietly, imperceptibly, as the greatest unsung hero, keeping all the planets spinning and bringing round the seasons and guiding and leading our personal lives, and not always getting cooperation from our side. God has his problems too with human beings, but he's committed to porridge plodding. He is the quiet night shift worker watching over us even while we sleep, according to Psalm 121. God is the unseen presence, the silent guest, the wind beneath our wings. Jesus plodded around Palestine for 33 years. He porridge plodded temptation in the wilderness, agony in the Garden of Gethsemane, carrying his cross up Calvary Hill to crucifixion, and he plodded through death to resurrection for us all. Here is Roger Patterson from the Adelaide Bible College in Saltcoats singing about God's mysterious and wonderful love for us.
God, is it true that you're thinking of me at this moment? God, is it true that you hear every prayer that I pray? God, is it true every time my heart beats, you know it? Well, if it's all true, then that must be you I hear saying, trust me. Must be you I hear saying, trust me. Your love for me is a mystery, and I don't understand how you just keep on loving me. Exactly as I am, though I may not understand you, one thing I know, you are all my heart desires. Lord, don't ever let me go. You're precious, always near to me, and I am feeling sure that you will never
never let me down. I know that I'm secure, though I may not understand you. One thing I know,
Jesus Christ, our God, is the porridge plodder, and all who would be Christ ones, Christians, must follow his example and porridge plod too. It is how we love God and our fellow human beings. See it as an honour to serve him and them, and so come to enjoy it. Our last song, or should I say hymn, is sung by Brian Kennedy. It's a great tribute to God and to everyone else who is a faithful porridge plodder. So bye for now and keep plodding on.
When I am down and all my soul so weary, when troubles come and my heart burden be, then I am still and wait here in the silence until you come and settle while with me. You raise me up so I can stand on mountains. You raise me up to walk on stormy seas. I am your shoulders, you raise me up to more than I can be. Can be.